What is up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Wrestling World. As always, I'm your host, Austin Boyer, and before we get into tonight's episode, a few quick podcast shout-outs. All right, guys, first, check out the Cult Film Companion podcast, the Manic Pixie Weirdo podcast, the Fan in the Van podcast, the Crime Divers podcast, the Sense of Shelf podcast, the Two Mexicans, One Mic podcast, the Hill Truth, the Cigar Store Idiots podcast, Your Daily Writing Habit, the I Seen It podcast, the Fandalorians, the Hashing It Out podcast, the Geek Got What podcast, the Smokers Lounge Premium 6 podcast, 8750 podcast, the Air Quote Law podcast, Dirty Heels podcast, the Sons and Shadows cast, DKing with the Boys, I Scream, You Scream for Movies, Two Men, No Hope, The Story of My Pet, The Haunted Tales podcast, Quad Pro Quo podcast, The Films Infirm Nation podcast, Block Access One-on-One, Bolt Talk by Joe, The Mr. Gentleman's podcast, and last but not least, guys, The Chime In podcast. All these podcasts can be found on Good Pods, Apple, Spotify, and wherever you stream your podcast, so be sure to check them out. All right, guys, first I want to apologize. I know it's been a while since I released a new episode. It's been a good week or so. I haven't been feeling well, been kind of under the weather. But I'm back with a new episode. And on tonight's episode, I want to talk about blading and professional wrestling. And why am I talking about blading and professional wrestling? Is because of AEW, you know. There's been a lot of talk about the blood in AEW. Now, we as wrestling fans, we want to see blood, right? We miss the blood. We miss the gore in professional wrestling. We miss, you know, that aspect of wrestling. But is it too much? Now, when you think of blood in professional wrestling from nowadays, you think of AEW because that's all you see from week to week. Every single week, somebody is bleeding. And yes, while I miss the blood in professional wrestling, I do want to see it again, but I don't want to see it every week. So a lot of people talk about Jon Moxley's matches and how he bleeds every week. Is it necessary? No. We don't need to see that much blood every week. And I don't really think it's healthy for him as well to be bleeding every week like that. Because this is a guy that bleeds at this point more than Nate Diaz in a UFC fight. This is every week with Jon Moxley bleeding. And it's not just him, you know, there was a match with, she goes by Ruby Soho now, but in WWE she was Ruby Riott. There was a match with her where she was bleeding real bad, and it was honestly too much. So I do get, you know, the fans wanting to see blood in professional wrestling, but I do think now that AEW has overdone it. To the point to where, okay, now, you know, you just want to see a wrestling match. You don't need to see blood every single week. And I do think it's become a big problem in AEW. And this could be one of the many reasons that have turned fans away from the AEW product. I don't know. But for whatever reason, you know, a lot of people are talking bad about AEW. And I think this is one of the bigger reasons is that, you know, every match is blood. Every match is there's always an aspect that involves blood. And most of these matches involve Jon Moxley. And I honestly think this is hurting Jon Moxley as a wrestler, you know, bleeding. Because this kind of questions how good is Moxley. You know, can Moxley put on a good match without there being blood in the match? Now, I get this is Moxley's style. You know, Jon Moxley has been known for this rough style of wrestling. I'm particularly not a fan of it. I do like when, you know, when Moxley does this thing and he's actually wrestling. I don't like the hardcore matches. I was never a fan of the hardcore matches that involved Moxley. You know, but how good is Jon Moxley? Does he need to have a match that involves blood? Can he do a match, you know, a regular match? Honestly, I think Moxley can wrestle, you know, but a lot of Moxley's matches, I think, aren't very entertaining. And I think Tony Khan thinks that the only time Moxley's matches are entertaining is when it involves somebody getting put through a table, somebody bleeding. You know, that's the only kind of matches you see Moxley in. And while it can be entertaining every once in a while, it's not only does it get tiring, but it's taking a toll on the talent, on the wrestlers. And now you look at WWE, you know, does WWE need blood in professional wrestling? No. Because right now, WWE is doing well with just booking. They're doing well with talent, storylines, you know, they don't need blood. I know for AEW to think that they need to bleed every week is insane to me. And like I said, I think this is the many reasons why people are turning away from AEW. And this isn't just the only reason. You know, AEW has changed from the time it started till now. You know, it's changed drastically over time. The storylines ain't what they were. MJF, a lot of people I see on Twitter are saying he's boring. And I will be honest with you guys, I haven't watched AEW in a while. And I was one of the ones that was praising Tony Khan for the longest time, if you remember. But every week when I scroll through Twitter, I see Moxley bleeding. Okay, then a few weeks ago, I seen Ruby Riott bleeding. It's just, that right there, me as a fan, that would turn me away from AEW. To have to see blood every week. Because I am not the type of person, I am not the type of wrestling fan that cares for blood. It's nice to see every once in a while, it's nice to see those type of matches every once in a while, but every week, no. Because it's too repetitive. And I was never a hardcore wrestling fan, I was never an ECW fan. Because to me, that's not professional wrestling. That's just people beating themselves in the head. That's people getting put through tables and fire and everything else and barbed wire and all that bullshit. You don't need to see it every week. And to me, that's just not wrestling. And when you look at all them guys that have bladed throughout their careers in professional wrestling, when you look at all them guys that have been put through barbed wire, that have been, you know, doing the ECW stuff for many years. You look at the shape they're in now. Look at their foreheads, the scars on their foreheads from blading all them years. A lot of them ECW guys are in pain. You know, and a lot of them, I believe, the ECW style of wrestling has taken a toll on their body. So to me, blading isn't really needed in professional wrestling. Because if you could have a good technical match, a good storyline, then there is no need for blood. Because the fans will get just as excited to see a decent wrestling match than to see somebody bleeding like a pig. So, like I said, you know, this makes me question how good Moxley is. Can he have a match without blood? You know, will AEW tone it down? You know, honestly, I think they should, because from the looks of it, AEW isn't doing very well at all. A lot of people are criticizing AEW. And a lot of people are praising WWE. To where months and months ago, the roles were reversed. People were bashing WWE but praising AEW. And I think there's a big difference between WWE and AEW. AEW, they want to attract, you know, the hardcore fans. They want to bring blood back in professional wrestling. They want to give fans the hardcore matches. They want to give fans, you know, all these matches that they had back in the day. And WWE, they're trying to, you know, put on decent matches. Give us good storylines. Give us solid booking. And I think that's the biggest difference between WWE and AEW. Because I feel like now AEW is just trying to attract hardcore fans. Because we are seeing the type of repetitiveness every week with blood. You know, we saw death matches in AEW before. You know, it's just, it kind of puts you in mind of, like, I don't know, WCW. And right now, WWE and AEW kind of puts you in mind of WCW and WWF back in the day, in my opinion. Because that's the way things are shaping up to be. Or even you could say ECW versus WWF, in my opinion, which we never seen, but I mean, come on. Which when you look at WCW and ECW, they both went out of business. So what's that tell you? Now, I would much rather see a solid wrestling match than to just see 20 minutes of just blood, people getting bashed in the head, put through a table. Because if you can give a solid build to a storyline, there is no need for blood. There is no need for somebody getting put through thumbtacks. Yes, that stuff was fine back in the day. It was entertaining when you have the right people doing it. Like your Mick Foley's, your Terry Funk's, whatever. But now, it's ridiculous. And a company like AEW, they haven't been around that long. And you look at what they're doing now, and people are turning away because they, you know, they don't want to watch all this. And people are saying, you know, this is too much blood. That's a problem. Because a lot of fans, you know, they wanted the blood. But for a wrestling fan to have to turn away and say, I can't watch this, this is too much blood, that's a big problem. You know, can you imagine a person watching this that wasn't a wrestling fan, how they would think? You know, it's insane. But that also tells me right there that AEW can't, you know, give us a decent storyline anymore, at least. Unless it involves somebody bleeding. They can't give us a solid wrestling match unless it involves somebody bleeding. Now, Bryan Danielson, he could put on a solid match. You know, Adam Cole. CM Punk. And how often do we see them bleeding? But it's just, you know, AEW's making some big mistakes here, guys. And I do think it's a problem. And they do need to fix it before things get bad and they get worse. And as for Moxley, you know, I don't know if he'll stay with AEW. I'm assuming he will. Unless his contract expires and he doesn't renew it and he goes to WWE, which I think everybody would like a Shield reunion at some point. But who knows? But in other news, guys, a lot of people are talking about Aubrey Edwards, the referee from AEW. And they are also saying, should she tone it down? And I read an article today that they're, you know, she's trying to be her own character. You know, we've seen Aubrey giving stunners. You know, we've seen her, you know, do some cool shit in AEW, I will be honest. But as a referee, you know, her job is to call the match. You know, how often in professional wrestling do you see a referee giving stunners? Do you see a referee, you know, performing wrestling moves? You don't. Unless they are a wrestler themselves, you know, being a special guest referee. But if they are just a regular referee, how often do you see them performing wrestling moves on the talent themselves? You never do. So for Aubrey Edwards to be doing all this stuff, to be performing stunners and everything else, I think this is another thing that gives AEW a bad look. You know, it gives them a bad reputation. And I don't necessarily see this as Aubrey Edwards' fault. You know, she seems like she's having a good time. But honestly, if they're going to do this type of stuff with her, then I think she, instead of being a referee, she needs to be an in-ring talent. Train her to be a professional wrestler. Because I could see her honestly having an in-ring career with the rate she's going. And, you know, she seems like she's having fun, so I don't know. But as a referee, should she tone it down? Yes. Because the fans, they don't pay their money to see Aubrey Edwards performing stunners and doing all the stuff that she's doing in the ring. They pay their money to see the talent work, not the referees. Can you imagine if WWE pulled this kind of stuff? You know, what if we seen Charles Robinson performing stunners back in the day, or Mike Chioda? It would be insane. What about Earl Hebner? You know, what if we seen him performing RKOs or whatever? You know, if WWE did this type of stuff, you know, there'd be a huge backlash. And there would be no end to it. So, honestly, I don't know what AEW is going to do. I know they need to make a lot of changes, though. You know, big time, or else there will be problems. But in other news, guys, I'm done talking about AEW. Sonya Deville was arrested, I believe, at an airport for having a weapon. Now, keep in mind, Sonya Deville, she, I believe, had a home invasion or something like that happened. I don't necessarily remember. But, yeah. I don't know any further details of this. I don't know if they'll keep her off of TV. I imagine they will at some point. This is insane. But honestly, I mean, she's probably just, you know, for her protection. You know, it's not good to have a gun on you, especially in an airport, but the way the world is today, and somebody that just went through a home invasion and everything the girl went through, do you blame her? So I don't know if she will face any backlash with WWE for this. I haven't really read into this. I just kind of seen it. But I will definitely be reading more into this. So, but I do find this interesting. This is pretty serious. But I hope it gets taken care of. Last but not least, guys, we have Brock Lesnar. He refused to do a match with Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. You know, and I said the other day that maybe WWE is you know, doing a swerve on us. That maybe we will have a fatal four-way match. You know, Lesnar, Lashley, Wyatt, and Omos, or whatever his name is. You know, it doesn't seem like that's the plan. With Brock Lesnar refusing to work with Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania, I kind of see why Lesnar versus Omos was the match that was chosen. You know, obviously we're getting Bray Wyatt versus Lashley. So I definitely feel like plans had to be changed with, you know, with Lesnar refusing having to work with Wyatt. But I'm honestly not mad about it because I do think Lashley versus Bray Wyatt would be a much better match than to see another Lesnar versus Lashley. But for Bray Wyatt, for Brock Lesnar to refuse to work with Wyatt, that makes me wonder how much, you know, backstage control does Brock Lesnar have? You know, that kind of tells me right there how much power Brock Lesnar has over other talent. So it does make you kind of wonder, you know, and I said before, you know, maybe this will be a fatal four-way match. You know, and I kind of felt like WWE, they were going to pull this big swerve on us. And that this was somehow all connected. But I guess not. You know, and I'm not too thrilled about Lesnar versus Omos. But obviously, you got to give Brock Lesnar some type of big match at WrestleMania. He is a big star. I do predict this to be a squash match, you know, Lesnar going over. Who knows? But like I said, I do prefer Lesnar versus Omos over another Lesnar versus Lashley match. But it is what it is. But anyways, guys, I hope you all enjoyed this episode. Like I said, I apologize for not doing an episode sooner. I just haven't been feeling well. Sorry if my voice sounds kind of raspy. Like I said, just haven't been in the best shape. But hope you all enjoyed this quick episode. I will be back next week, next Friday, back on regular time. I always try to keep it, you know, once a week, you know, every Friday. But if for some chance I don't get to it by Friday, I always try to do an episode by Wednesday. But I will have, you know, episodes weekly for you. So as long as I'm healthy and feeling okay. But thank you all for listening to this episode. I appreciate you all. Have a good night. If you want to subscribe to my podcast, the link in the description. Excuse me, I can't talk today for some reason, guys. The link will be in the description to this episode. It's only 99 cents a month, so if you want to do that, I would much appreciate it. Have a good day, guys. God bless, and I will see you next week. Goodbye.